AM 1340. And those listening on the free WRHI app. Don't have the app, don't worry. Download it and take us on the go. You'll be in the know.
We also want to welcome those watching us on Comporium Cable Channel 103, as well as those on Facebook Live.
All right. Once a month, we check in with the town of Clover to see what's going on in the town with love in its name. Sam Green is the events and festival coordinator. And good morning to you, good friend. How are you?
Good morning.
All is well?
Good.
What's going on with Clover?
Gearing up for the fall, finally.
Yeah.
I'm ready for this summer weather to go away.
Oh, but you know it stays with us for a long time.
I know. We probably still have like another month or two to go.
Keep your white jeans out, Sam.
Fall's my favorite time of year, so.
It is a good time. It really is. It's you can wear something long sleeve and still with like shorts or pants and a short sleeve shirt. Like it's still doable.
Yeah.
We just don't do very well in like cold winter months.
No. Yeah. I'm that in between person.
Yeah.
Hate the cold. And then give me too many weeks of just pure hotness and I'm done.
Yeah, I get it. I'm almost there.
Yeah. Okay, so tell us what's going on in Clover, starting with a Clover Auto Show and Fall Festival.
Yes, so the town of Clover partners up with the Clover JCs every year and sponsors their annual event, the Clover Auto Show and Fall Festival. Mm. It will be held next Saturday, September the 16th, from 10 to 4, right in downtown Clover. They'll have vendors, food, live music, and I believe there's over 40 different classes that vehicles can register for the car show.
There's like literally looks like 100 different trophies.
There's so many different classifications you could put in. So there is a wide variety for motorcycles all the way up to all kinds of different vehicles, trucks, Jeeps, SUVs. You think of it, I'm sure it's on that list.
So that's going to be on Saturday, September the 16th, and just in downtown Clover from 10 to 4.
Yes.
It's free admission, so go ahead and come on out there. And it looks like what Kids in America will be performing.
Yes, Kids of America.
That's great.
And then we have our local artist, J.C. Riley, who will be emceeing the event for them as well. He's a really great guy. Oh, he's really good with the kids in the community. And they'll also have a kids zone for the children to play as well, so it's open to all ages.
I see the word inflatables on there. That's
yes.
all you have
That's
to say.
That's it.
Sells the kids.
Do you know in New York City there was a huge inflatable that was took up one block, and I saw it from a mile away. It looked like a Macy's Thanksgiving Day float. And I was like, do they already have like a float on display? Because it was in front of the Macy's. It was a gigantic inflatable. And I'm like,
Did people play in it?
Yes. And I wanted to play in it.
Did you not?
No.
There
was no time for it.
In the agenda.
I would have made time for it.
I loved it. I would have been all over it. I stood there and stared at it. And they were like, we don't have any time to play. Maybe next time. But as an adult going through an inflatable, you get a workout.
Yes.
A lot.
Yeah.
A lot of huffing and puffing. Much different than when you're a kid. All right. So let's get the train back on the track. So Gallery 120, which is such a great space for artists in Clover, you all have a new display and a new reception. And what's going on?
Yep.
There?
So for the month of September every year, Gallery 120 holds the annual community coming together group show. So it entitles a bunch of emerging artists from around the area of all ages who are just trying to get their name out there in the art world and also to meet new people. So their reception for this month is next Thursday, the 14th, from 6 to 8 o'clock at Gallery 120. Swing on by. There'll be free refreshments, and then all the artists will be there to meet them, talk to them. And if you are an artist and you haven't heard of them before, that's a good starting point.
So is this open if folks are listening right now and maybe their hobby is, I don't know, painting or doing woodwork or just some kind of art? Can you enter it at this
point?
Not
right now, because it actually, the exhibit went up yesterday.
Got you.
But we do have opportunities throughout the year where individuals who want to submit for it, they can. Mm-hmm. Aside from September, we have all kinds of group shows throughout the year as well. So if you have one particular style in mind, you can go on to Gallery 120's website and look for that particular one, or you could always just submit for September of next year.
Now, can people buy the artist's work from the galleries as well?
So Gallery 120 allows any artist, if they want to place any items for sale, they are more than welcome to. All proceeds does go to the artist. Gallery 120 does not hold any of that money in return.
That's great.
That's awesome.
Really good. We're speaking with Sam Green. She's with the town of Clover. We've got our last food truck event for this season.
Yes.
Yep. It's happening on Thursday.
Thursday, September 21st will be our last one of this year. We've been running since April. It's been a long series, but it's been really good. Mm-hmm. So we're super excited to finish it out strong. We have a lot of vendors for this last one. The weather should be good with that fall weather creeping in slowly, hopefully. Cross some fingers. and we might have a few surprises in the works as well.
Great.
And that's, again, at Boyd's Tires?
Yes. Okay. Right in downtown. Boyd's, we cannot thank them enough for allowing us to use their space time and time again.
Well, that's great. And how many food trucks do you anticipate having?
We're estimating, I believe, 13 or 14.
That's great.
Yep.
Boy, when you first started that, when you came on the show,
so
you would have
now.
Like two or three, four or five, and now you've almost tripled it. So that just speaks volumes to you and your staff and to the community for supporting these food trucks. It's a great win-win for everyone. And then we'll wrap up with basketball real quick.
Yeah, so our Clover Parks and Recreation will be opening up the youth basketball registration for the wintertime on September 18th. It'll run roughly a month. So we have that open from all ages, from about 4 to 5 years old all the way up to 13, 14.
Oh, that's great.
Anyone who's out there looking for an opportunity to learn basketball or just needs an excuse to get the kids out of the house during the holiday season. Can't believe we're already talking about winter, though.
Yes. It'll be here before we know it.
Absolutely, for sure. All right, and you can sign up for that on the Town of Clover's Parks and Rec division.
Yes.
Sam, as always, friend, thank you so much
thank
for
you.
Giving us an update about what's going on in Clover.